إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah. It is through the taqwa of Allah that all harms are removed. And whoever obeys his whims, he shall go astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except in the state of Islam. O Muslims, honoring the Quran and the Sunnah is from the foundations of Iman. It is from the foundations of the people of Iman and Ahl Sunnah. Those people who protect the Sunnah, they preserve the religion, they seek and follow the knowledge, they follow the way of the Salaf As-Salih, the pious predecessors. For them, the law is the Quran. For them, whoever stays away from the Sunnah is misguided. Their way is the Sunnah and the example of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They follow true monotheism, tawheed, and the correct aqidah, beliefs. They defend the sharia and they detest and oppose the despicable innovations in the religion, and they abhor evil sectarianism. They do not depend on any person or book other than the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They do not depend or make allies or enemies except based on the Quran and Sunnah. They obediently follow the Qur'an, and they do not blindly adhere or follow to anyone other than the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They learn about his traditions and they honor his words. They believe in his hadith, they approve of them, they submit to them, and they never oppose them. Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu, rahmatullahu alayhi, he said, anything that contradicts the orders of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is null and void. And no one should pay any attention to them, to the things that oppose the Sunnah. He said, anything that opposes the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot be used as the basis of an argument or analogy. And he continued, Allah gives no excuse to anyone who opposes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, no one should offer an opinion in a matter that has been decided by one of the sunnahs of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who rejects the sunnah is a misleader. He who opposes the sunnah is a helpless person. He who challenges the sunnah is a wretched person. Whoever rejects the hadith that are agreed to be authentic has deviated from the opinion of the people of the sunnah, and he has contradicted the ijma', the consensus of the Muslim community, and they have contradicted the predecessors of this ummah. They have fallen into misguidance, innovations, and mischief. Imam Ahmad rahmatullahu alayhi, he said, whoever rejects the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is on the verge of destruction. Abu Tahir al-Sinafi, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, whoever rejects the authentic hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and does not submit to them has gone astray and has become misguided. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not speak from his own desires. Imam al-Barbahari rahmatullahu alayhi, he said, if you hear a man challenging or rejecting the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or seeking guidance beyond them, then you can accuse this person's Islam. And you should never have doubt that such a person is a follower of whims and desires. Ibn al-Wazir, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, disbelieving in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while knowing that they are truly his is open kufr. O Muslims, people with corrupt belief and corrupt faith, they reject and disbelieve in the sunnah as if it contradicts the sickness in their minds or the loathsome opinions they have. Mu'adh ibn Mu'adh, he said, I heard Amr ibn Ubaid, who was one of the leaders of the Mu'tazilites, the rationalist philosophers, talking about the hadith of the trustworthy Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the qadr, the preordainment or the destiny from Allah. This Mu'tazilite philosopher, he said, if I heard A'mash saying these hadith, I would have called him a liar. And if I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that, I would have rejected it. If I heard Allah say that about destiny, I would have said to Allah, this is not the oath you have taken from us. A'udhu billah, a'udhu billah. What horrible words this philosopher has uttered. What despicable acts. O Muslims, those who invent lies about the master of the creation, the master of all creation, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or dare to challenge his words, should be deterred, suppressed, and prevented from committing such acts, so that the Sharia, the Islamic law, and the Sunnah may be protected, and so that the high status of the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and indeed the Prophet himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be preserved. Abu Muawiyah, may Allah be merciful to him, he was speaking to Harun al-Rashid, the ruler of the Muslims, about a hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, an authentic hadith, that Adam had an argument with Musa alayhi salam. It's a well-known and authentic hadith. A man who was there in the gathering, he said, "Where did Adam meet Musa?" Harun al-Rashid, when he heard this person, he became enraged. And he asked for his sword. He said, "Bring out the sword in the mat where the punishment is done." And he kept warning the person. He said, "This is a heretic that challenges the hadith." He did not set him free until the man repented. O Muslims, when those who reject the sunnah are faced with the authentic hadith, they resort to alternative ways to undermine these texts, such as defaming the ones who narrated it, hinting at defects, alluding to some objections, and giving false misinterpretations. Imam Ad-Darimi, may Allah be merciful to him, said, "I was told that one of the followers of Al-Marisi asked their master," this person was a misguided follower of a sect, "they asked their master, 'How can we respond to the Sunnah, the scholars of the Sunnah, when they narrate all of these well-authenticated texts, such as Abu Sufyan narrated from Mansur on the authority of Zuhri, or Zuhri narrated from Salim, or Ayyub ibn Aun narrated from Ibn Sirin, or Amr ibn Dinar narrated from Jabir from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and similar narrative chains that are guaranteed in their authenticity?" Al-Marisi, he said, "Do not reject these texts, otherwise you will be exposed, but seek to reinterpret them or misinterpret them." He said, "Do not reject these texts, but find fault in them by using different interpretations. Thus you will reject them hiddenly, while you cannot reject them openly. This is the way of those who deny the Sunnah. Their ultimate aim is to flout the rulings of Allah and evade the orders of the Sunnah. So fear Allah, fellow Muslims. Submit to the Sunnahs of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not deny them. Honor them and put them in high priority. Beware of the transgressors and heretics, the corrupt slanderers, the callers to fitna, and those who advocate innovation, the brigades, the armies of Iblis. May Allah make us of those who respond to and follow the call of the perfect Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and protect us from the evil of the people of misguidance, kufr, and innovation. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله. Fear Allah and be mindful of Him, respected Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and say the upright words. O Muslims, no one is more hostile to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and its followers than those who invent lies and accuse the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of people after the messengers, of being disbelievers, as well as accusing those who follow the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of being disbelievers. Those who consider it permissible to shed the blood of Muslims, to sully, to attack their honor, to plunder their money, based on false narrations and stories that are fabricated and falsely attributed to the Master of Creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his virtuous household. They claim to carry the banner of struggle, of resistance against occupations, while in fact they are none but the enemy's instruments, the weapon and soldiers and supporters. Those who resist occupation by words and barking, but when they attack Muslims with planes, tanks, bombs, fire, siege, weapons, they cannot claim to resist occupation or defending Muslim land against invasion. On the contrary, they are the enemy's weapons against Islam and Muslims. The false leaders of these so-called resistance cannot change the well-recorded history or beautify the ugly face of the group that regards lawful the killing of Muslims, of children, women, old men, destruction of homes, mosques, and towns. The end of the affair is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning, the matter is with Allah, and in the end, the matter is with Allah. Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا اقْتَتَلُوا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. If Allah had willed, they would not have fought. But Allah does what He likes. Allah says, but if it had been Allah's will, He Himself could have punished them without you. But He lets you fight in order to test you some with others. But those who are killed in the way of Allah, He will never let their deeds be lost. He will guide them and set them right in their affair, and He will admit them to paradise, which He has made known to them. He who was killed in the cause of defending true monotheism is a blessed shaheed. Whereas he who is killed supporting shirk, superstition, defamation, is a wretched outcast. Indeed, Allah will help those who help His cause. Truly, Allah is mighty. Truly, Allah is strong and mighty. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, send prayers and peace upon the beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyina wa qurrati ayunina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawm al-deen. Allahumma arina al-haqq haqqa wa zukna tiba'ah وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ردا جميلا. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين بالكتاب والسنة. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين عن الحق والدين. اللهم انصر المسلمين على عدائك عداء الدين. اللهم كن لإخواننا المستضعفين في الشام.
آمين.
اللهم ارحم نساءهم وبناتهم وأولادهم وشيوخهم. اللهم الرحمة، اللهم ارحمهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين، اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وزمان عاجلا. اللهم عجل بالنصر، اللهم عجل بالنصر يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، اللهم تقبل من شهداء المسلمين. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين عاجلا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان وقد تحقق النصر يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم بلغنا رمضان وبارك لنا في شعبان واجعلنا من الصالحين المتبعين لسنة نبيك، وأعذنا من منكرات أهوائنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, as a last reminder, as the brothers, some brothers are still coming, that the way to give victory to the deen is by supporting the deen in our everyday lives. The way to give victory to the ummah is by applying Islam on ourselves, by establishing a state of Islam within ourselves, by fighting against our whims and desires. Indeed, Allah gives victory to those who give victory to His religion. When we place Islam as our priority and Tawheed as our methodology, and the Quran and Sunnah as our guidance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of relief to this ummah. The temptations of this world are many, but the sacrifice that the Sahaba gave them victory. Today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in this condition that we're in due to our negligence and our deen, due to our leaving His book and His sunnah. The doors of fitna, the doors of corruption of belief, the doors of corrupt innovations and misguidance have been opened wide for no other reason than that the people of truth have left calling to the truth. When no one is left to support Tawheed, then shirk and innovation spread. When no one is left to call to Sunnah, then misguidance and innovation spreads in the land. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a reminder for all of us to throw aside and abandon our whims and desires for the sake of this ummah, for the sake of the goodness of this ummah, which Allah has promised. You are the best of nations sent forth to mankind. But today we are 2 billion Muslims, and yet like the froth on the ocean. Why is that? If the Muslims leave the deen of Allah, they leave His sharia, then Allah will cause us to be weak. The only thing that gave us strength is Islam. As Umar ibn al-Khattab, he said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ
مَحْنَا مَهْمَا طَلَبْنَا الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَضَلَّنَا اللَّهُ.
We are a people whom Allah has given izza through Islam. If we seek izza, honor, by other than Islam, Allah will humiliate us.
وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ اذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا وانتدلوا يرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم
الله أكبر سبحان رب العظيم سبحان رب العظيم سبحان رب العظيم سبحان
سمع الله